Between what we know and what remains hidden lie the thresholds of perception, the boundaries of what we can see and what we can imagine. The history of medicine is, in many ways, a chronicle of pushing these thresholds, of inventing new lenses and logics to make visible what once lay beyond our sensory or cognitive grasp. Vesalius peeled back the layers of human anatomy, challenging Galen's doctrines with direct evidence. Leeuwenhoek's handcrafted microscopes opened a portal into the previously unsuspected world of microorganisms. Each advance has depended on improved perception. The story of our fight against cancer, that most ancient and intimate of maladies, is no different. It's a story of striving for clearer sight, deeper understanding, and the ability to discern the disease's subtle origins and intricate mechanisms before it overwhelms the host. Not long ago, on a crisp autumn morning, the scientific world received news that resonated far beyond the confines of structural biology. Artificial intelligence, AI, in the form of DeepMind's AlphaFold program, had solved one of biology's most formidable and long-standing puzzles, the protein folding problem. In doing so, it earned the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. For decades, predicting the three-dimensional shape a protein would adopt from its amino acid sequence was seen as a computational Mount Everest. Proteins, the cell's workhorses, perform functions as enzymes, receptors, and structural components, critically dependent on their precise folded architecture. Misfolded proteins are implicated in a host of diseases, including many cancers, where mutated proteins fail to adopt their correct shape or function. Leventhal's paradox noted that if a protein explored every possible conformation, folding would take longer than the age of the universe. Yet in biological reality, proteins fold correctly and spontaneously in milliseconds. Understanding this intricate origami was key to understanding life and, by extension, disease. Traditional methods, relying on experimental techniques like X-ray crystallography or cryo-electron microscopy, were painstaking, expensive, and not consistently successful for every protein. Computational approaches made slow incremental progress. AlphaFold, however, represented a discontinuity. It didn't just incrementally improve on old methods. Through deep neural networks and attention mechanisms analyzing vast databases of known protein structures and sequences, it learned the underlying grammar of protein folding. Outside the scientific community, few grasped the full scope of its implications. This discovery was not merely another scientific breakthrough, it marked a profound shift in our understanding of biological knowledge itself. For the first time, machines generated biological insights with a precision and scope that had eluded direct human comprehension for half a century. It was as though we had been given a new set of eyes, capable of perceiving life's atomic machinery with unprecedented clarity. The path to this moment, and the future it portends for oncology, reveals a pattern of accelerating progress, hinting at even more dramatic transformations ahead. Consider the historical trajectory of our understanding of cancer itself. In the mid-19th century, German physician Rudolf Virchow, a titan of pathology, peered through his microscope at diseased tissues and famously declared omnis cellula e cellula, all cells arise from pre-existing cells. This seemingly simple statement, building on the earlier cell theory of Schleiden and Schwann, was revolutionary. It anchored cancer firmly in the realm of cellular biology, identifying it not as some amorphous humor or miasma, but as a disease of our cells gone rogue. Yet this fundamental insight, the cornerstone of modern oncology, took decades of observation and debate before it was fully accepted and its implications explored. The microscope provided the view, but the human mind required time to process and integrate what it saw. Later, in the 1940s, as researchers like Sidney Farber in Boston began their first tentative work with chemical agents against childhood leukemia, profound pessimism pervaded the landscape. Leukemia was a swift and certain killer of children. The mere suggestion that this form of cancer, or any cancer, might be systemically treatable, let alone curable with drugs, was met with skepticism from many in the medical establishment. Cancer was predominantly viewed as a surgical disease. If it could not be cut out, it was primarily considered a death sentence. Farber's methodical use of antiphalates, which first produced only brief remissions, was a radical act grounded in early insights into cellular metabolism. His work, and that of his contemporaries, slowly chipped away at the wall of therapeutic nihilism, demonstrating that chemical interventions could indeed impact the course of a systemic malignancy. This progress required not only new drugs, but a new way of thinking about cancer as a disease potentially susceptible to molecular intervention.